WLAK 1260 AM Amory. And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Will Reeve. More signs that Israel is preparing for a ground assault now that the war with Hamas is in its second week.
The IDF says special forces have conducted small raids inside Gaza, but regular infantry, artillery, tanks, armored divisions and battalions are all massing around the Israel-Gaza border ahead of the ground assault.
The press traveling with Secretary of State Antony Blinken, who is in Israel, say they briefly sheltered in place. The United Nations reports that nearly half of Gaza's population has been displaced. The White House has reached a proposed settlement with the ACLU that will provide benefits for the thousands of migrants' families separated under the Trump administration's zero-tolerance policy to deter southern border crossings. A judge in Donald Trump's federal January 6th case in Washington, D.C. has issued a narrow gag order barring the former president from making incendiary statements targeting prosecutors, possible witnesses, and the judge's staff. This is ABC News. The full House is expected to vote for a new speaker tomorrow. The only candidate, Jim Jordan, sounded confident today that he'll be handed the speaker's gavel despite opposition from his own Republican ranks.
The way we can help the American people is get the House open. We can't do that till we get a speaker. So let's get a speaker tomorrow and get back to work for the American people and help our dear and closest friend, the state of Israel.
She not only broke the glass ceiling, she hit a line drive right through it. Now the general manager of the Miami Marlins baseball team is out.
Kim Ng is leaving the Miami Marlins after three seasons as general manager. Hired in 2020, she became Major League Baseball's highest-ranking woman in baseball operations and the first woman GM in the four major North American professional sports leagues. Sources telling ESPN that the Marlins offered Ng a contract extension beyond the 2024 mutual option. Ng declined Monday, telling The Athletic that she and Marlins principal owner Bruce Sherman were, quote, not completely aligned in their vision for the Marlins front office. Dave Packer, ABC News.
Will Reeve, ABC News.
For Civic Media News, I'm James Kelly. A new report from the Wisconsin Policy Forum shows enrollment in Wisconsin's public schools is on the decline. The report found that since 2019, Wisconsin public schools have lost more than 32,000 students. The report noted many of those 32,000 students may be attending private school or homeschool, as private and home schools aren't held to the same standard when reporting enrollment as public schools. The report also noted a decline in Wisconsin's birth rate as contributing to the decrease. The Wisconsin State Assembly will vote on a proposal to change regulations in the food delivery industry this week. According to a CHAFER News report, the proposal would grant restaurants the option to disengage from third-party delivery platforms like DoorDash or Uber Eats and mandate food delivery drivers to complete basic food safety training. The proposal comes following complaints by a fast food restaurant chain about increases in complaints about the quality of food delivered by third parties. For Civic Media News, I'm James Kelly.
Have you noticed bad behavior has become normalized at interscholastic athletic events? Some fans seem angry. They lack civility toward one another. Some even get aggressive and unruly. Time out! What is going on? This has to stop. Let's not forget, school sports aren't just about winning. And they're definitely not an excuse to take your frustrations out on the official or the opponent. They're about teaching lessons like perseverance, respect, and empathy, so students can learn and grow as people, not just as players. We all have a role to play in setting a good example for our students and teaching them these important values. So fans, it's time to step up your game and behave positively at interscholastic athletic events in Wisconsin.
This message presented by the WIAA and the Wisconsin Athletic Directors Association.
My name is Teresa Barber. I was in the United States Navy, and I served overseas in the Middle East and Africa. Early on in my career, I had a commander that taught our suicide prevention training, and the very next day, he took his own life. 90% of suicide attempts involving a gun are fatal. My way of continuing my service is to help protect my community by being a responsible gun owner and by storing firearms safely. Store all your guns securely. Help stop suicide.
Brought to you by End Family Fire and the Ad Council.
Time out.
All right. Remember, we're a team that plays together. Listen, the winning will take care of itself. We just have to get everyone involved.
In interscholastic sports, we celebrate what makes every one of us unique. And in the pursuit of a common goal, everyone in the huddle, in the bleachers, and in the community comes together. This message presented by the WIAA and the Wisconsin Athletic Directors Association.
Why are interscholastic sports called the last classroom of the day? Because they teach students important life lessons like teamwork, accountability, and perseverance. School sports are so much more than a game. They're about developing the whole person. That's why they're an essential part of every student's education.
Encourage your student to participate in the last classroom of the day. Interscholastic sports in Wisconsin. This message presented by the WIAA and the Wisconsin Athletic Directors Association.
We've all felt left out. And for people who move to this country, that feeling lasts more than a moment. We can change that. Learn how at belongingbeginswithus.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
Live from the Civic Media World Headquarters in Madison, Wisconsin, it's the Todd Albaugh Show. And now, pursuing truth wherever it may lead, here's your host, Todd Albaugh.
Across Wisconsin on the Civic Media Radio Network and streaming worldwide on the Civic Media app. Good afternoon, everybody. I'm Todd Albaugh, along with our producer and engineer, the fantastic Mr. Aaron Zommers, who's a bit more full after eating lunch there on the go. He works hard, but he got a lunch in between breaks there. Mr. Zommers, are you feeling better, Mr. Zommers?
Yes, much more mentally present.
Well, good. Welcome. Glad to have you along. Welcome to each one of you across the state of Wisconsin and listening around the world on the Civic Media app. It is Monday, October 16th, 2023, 6 minutes now past the hour of 2 o'clock. Welcome into hour two of the big program. Coming up this hour, going to be looking at the House Speaker's race in Washington, D.C. You heard at the top of the hour, national news. Right now, Jim Jordan, Gymnasium, G-Y-M, Jim Jordan, as our colleague and friend Matt Flynn likes to call him. We'll explain why in a minute. I want to take a look, not just at that part, but I also want to take a look at his past in terms of what he has done to undermine American democracy. And again, don't take it from Todd. Take it from the bipartisan January 6th committee from Congress. We're going to look back at what they said about Jim Jordan. Take your phone calls as well. 844-967-2789. 844-967-2789. Got a couple of folks who were so very gracious to hold over the break. And of course, last hour, talking about the tragedy, the atrocity, the war on Israel in the Middle East. Played some clips from President Biden on 60 Minutes last night from retired Army General McCaffrey on what he sees going on militarily. And then also talked a little bit about Donald Trump and having that, not a full gag order, but a restricted gag order. Basically, what the judge said is you can't go after the judicial system. You can't threaten members of the court or the Justice Department. You can't witness tamper. Now, yes, you can go after Mike Pence. He's your political opponent. You can go after Washington, D.C. as a whole. That's fine. But you can't go after specific members of the court and threaten them. That's essentially what Judge Chutkan said this afternoon. 844-967-2789, 844-967-2789. Tom from McFarland listening here on WMDX in Dane County. Tom, thanks for holding. Let's see you.
Hi, Todd. Thanks for taking my call. In regards to Trump and his base who are voting for him, I think that the reason why they will continue to vote for him, and I continue to see the Democrats and also the never Trumpers not taking into consideration, is how truth will always trump fact. Mm-hmm. And truth, you know, that's based on that narrative that you were talking about. Trump's magic, if you can call it that, is he takes the truths that are held by his base. These are their beliefs. This is how they see the world. And because of his platform and where he's coming from and echoing that right back to them, There's a sense of validation that he gives them, that what they believe is not only accurate and true, but divinely mandated. And yes. Never Trumpers, they don't go after that truth. Trump then adds in his own element. In order for that mandate to come true, you need to have a certain type of figure, which he then crafts himself to look like. So between those two combinations of those truths that he uses, he is always going to have the Republican Party wrapped around his finger. And until the Democrats and the Republicans, the actual Republicans, come up with a different truth, rather than trying to counter this with facts, which will never work, you're always going to have Trump. Either not Trump himself, but somebody like him. And you actually see this developing with DeSantis, Vivekananda, and you know, these other guys that are trying to cast themselves as Trump-like. They're using the truth versus facts. And that's not how you're going to win in this situation.
Tom, that was a fantastic phone call. So well thought out, and I couldn't agree with you more. I mean, really, really well said. Thank you so much for listening. Thanks for calling in, Tom McFarland. He's absolutely right. It is, the only thing I'll say is they use their own version of facts, right? And or their own version of truth. And I think he's right, absolutely right. You can't just say, well, no, here's what the facts are, because they don't want to listen. And Trygve Olson, who's on this program every Wednesday from the Lincoln Project, former Republican like myself, is so good at saying this, reminding us. It doesn't do any good to have arguments with MAGA friends and family or Trump supporters. You have to start asking them questions and getting them to ask themselves. It's that dissonance, right? That just say, well, does this make sense to you? I mean, you support the military, but yet Republicans are holding up all these military appointments. And does this make sense to you? You have to get them to start asking themselves this. Great call. Really appreciate it. Let's go to Gary in Sussex. Gary, about a minute left before the break, but go ahead, my friend. Thanks for calling in.
Well, I'm your conservative buddy.
We appreciate that. We always appreciate it. And if we run out of time, hold through the break. I'll bring you on after the break. I don't want to cut you off. Go ahead.
Oh, that's fine. Okay, Tom, that was just on. I agree with almost everything he said.
So do I.
It's, but the truth is we all look at it the way we look at it. Democrats look at it that way, and they're going to spin the truth, and they're going to spin, and a Republican's going to spin the truth the same way that they see it. And it's how you see it. And I agreed exactly everything he said. I agreed with. But it's for both sides, not just Trumpsters.
Gary, it's a really important point. If you want to hang on, we'll pick on it after the break. Don't go anywhere. This is the Todd Allball Show. This is the Civic Media Radio Network.
Have you noticed bad behavior has become normalized at interscholastic athletic events? Some fans seem angry. They lack civility toward one another. Some even get aggressive and unruly. Time out! What is going on? This has to stop. Let's not forget, school sports aren't just about winning. And they're definitely not an excuse to take your frustrations out on the official or the opponent. They're about teaching lessons, like perseverance, respect, and empathy, so students can learn and grow as people, not just as players. We all have a role to play in setting a good example for our students and teaching them these important values. So fans, it's time to step up your game and behave positively at interscholastic athletic events in Wisconsin.
This message presented by the WIAA and the Wisconsin Athletic Directors Association. If you love them enough to listen to them practice the same song on tuba,
please be done.
Over and over and over and over and over. Then surely you'll check nhtsa.gov/the right seat to make sure they're correctly buckled in the back seat.
Sounds good, honey.
Check today at nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Here's your updated forecast. Partly cloudy skies this afternoon with daytime highs approaching 52. Winds out of the northwest, 5 to 10 miles per hour. Partly cloudy skies again tonight. Lows around 34. A blend of clouds and sun tomorrow. High of 60. Upper 50s Wednesday with a chance for scattered rain showers. Turning cooler Thursday with highs in the mid-50s. Showers continue. I'm meteorologist Paul Trombley on Lake Air WLAK 1260 AM. Right now 53.
From the heart of the St. Croix Valley, we're in touch with you. You're listening to Lake Air 1260 AM WLAK, Amory's radio station.
Wherever that may lead, and having fun doing it. Welcome back to the Title Ball Show on the Civic Media Radio Network, along with Aaron Zommers on the board. Glad to have you along on this Monday, October 16th. It is 15 now past the hour of 2 o'clock. Welcome back to the program. Gary, are you still there from Sussex? Did you hang around, my friend?
Yeah, I did. Fantastic.
I appreciate the listenership of conservative voters. I appreciate the calls as well, because we need different perspectives, and you put things very well. I always appreciate it. You bring up this important point, and that's why I wanted to bring you back, of truth. And that both sides, whether you call it Republican and Democratic or liberal and conservative, both sides, it seems these days, seem to have their own, and they believe this. It's not just, I mean, they truly believe it. Please go ahead with what you were saying before the break.
Well, I was going to actually, the reason I think that you put me on the air is because the fact that you were at one time a Republican, and at one time I was a Democrat.
Really?
My first.
I didn't know that. That's interesting.
I grew up in a Democratic family, Kennedy all the way. And then when I got married, I actually voted for Jimmy Carter. It wasn't until I switched when Ronald Reagan became president. I really liked what he had to say, because It was easy for me to switch because he was actually a former Democrat. Governor of California. So it was easy for me to switch. And a lot of people did, because, you know, he won by landslide. I think he only lost
one state,
New York, I think, was the only state that he lost. Okay. So, we kind of understand each other. Now, as far as the speakership, Jim Jordan is extremely right wing, which I am also. I really like Jim Jordan. I don't know if the speakership, you know, I don't know why anybody would ever want to be a speaker, because both sides really don't like you, because you have to, you know, pacify everybody and be everybody's friend. And Jim Jordan is so extremely right wing, it's gonna be really hard for the Democrats and the Republicans to work together. So I don't know if he's the best choice. I do like him, and I like what he's doing. Now, as far as Jeffries getting in there, because the Republicans can't get their act together, that'll never happen. And I'd say the chances of that happening is for you and Aaron and Mike and Dom, that you guys would be voting for Donald Trump next year. So that's the same odds.
Go ahead. I want to get into the speaker stuff in a minute, but I want to go back to, because I think this is such an important point that you brought up, Gary. And I have this. I went to years ago. Went to the Abraham Lincoln Presidential Library down in Springfield, Illinois. Great, great place to go if you ever get the chance to take the family or friends. But I bought this little magnet. It's a Lincoln quote that I love. It's on my refrigerator at home. It says, "I'm a firm believer in the people. If given the truth, they can be depended upon to meet any national crisis. The great point is to bring them the real facts." And a beer. I love that from Lincoln. But to your point, Gary, we have these divisions in America, in Wisconsin, where it isn't just that they think, oh, I'm saying that to tick people off. People actually can look at the same issue, the same news story, the same whatever. I mean, you know, it's way overblown, but we have people that, you know, can look at the sky and one side says it's blue and the other side says it's green. Well, factually, we know that the facts are you can't be both. So what is it, Gary, I'll be willing to say that there are people that get dug in on both sides. In my opinion, I think that the right, the conservative, is less likely to look at the facts when it comes to things like January 6th. But why is that? Why do people just want to believe their own facts? I mean, it used to be in this country, when Walter Cronkite said that's the way it was, we believed it. So what changed, Gary?
I think, you know, when Clinton was president, I didn't vote for him, but I thought he was a pretty good president.
Mm-hmm.
And when Obama was president, I thought things were okay, too. Things changed the day that Donald Trump was voted in as president. And then the 30 or 40 days between the inauguration is when the whole world changed. It turned into absolute hate.
Yep.
And no matter what, I heard these people say that, you know, that like Madonna. Madonna should have been arrested and thrown in jail when she went out there and said, you know, I'm thinking of blowing up the White House. Now, why wasn't she arrested and handcuffed and in jail? I have no idea. If any Republican would say that now, they'd be arrested and thrown in jail. But there's so much hate now, and it's really, really, really sad.
Yeah.
I listen to MSNBC. I listen to CNN. I listen to both sides, and I listen to Fox. And then I sit there and I weigh everything out. I say, okay, what is the truth?
Mm-hmm.
You know,
mm-hmm.
And that's what I come up with. So whenever I'm on your air with any of you guys, or with Mike and Dom, I always tell them, this is how I see it.
Sure.
And this is my opinion. It may not be fact,
right?
But this is how I see it.
Well, you're very thoughtful. I appreciate it. One last thing. And you've revealed this on the air. So, I mean, I don't think I'm telling stories out of a stern, but you're a contractor. Or you have your own business, right? HVAC.
Yes.
And
right.
And so, yep. I mean, when you're hooking something up, when you're hooking a furnace or an air conditioner up, and you probably know this without looking at the manual, but for a goofball like me, you'd have to look at the manual, and it says connect the green wire to the green wire. If I don't do that, that is a fact that that piece of machinery won't work. Those are the types of things that I'm looking at, Gary, from a political and a legal standpoint. There has to be a set of facts that all Americans can agree on. We're entitled to our opinion on policy. But don't we have to find our way back to agreeing on facts?
Tom, Todd, this is the thing. If Robert Kennedy or John F. Kennedy were president right now, we would be one gigantic country because it was the Democrats of today are so different from the Democrats when I was a Democrat. I mean, it is so different. I believe in everything that John F. Kennedy said and Bobby Kennedy said. I believed all that stuff, and I believe that they had our best interests. We are gotten so far to the left, and it is so crazy that that's why it's so divided right now. And I don't see us, unless there's some tragedy happening in America, I don't see us getting together. Yeah. I mean, 9/11, we're all holding hands.
Right, exactly. You know? Exactly. Respectfully, I would go back to what you said earlier. I think it began more with the election of Trump and inciting all this. But hey, you know what?
Oh,
great call, Gary. I really appreciate it. You're always welcome here. Thanks for your listenership. Have a great day.
Okay, bye.
My pleasure. 844-967-2789. 844-967-2789. Let's go to New Berlin. Bob in New Berlin, we appreciate you listening. Bob, what say you?
Good afternoon. Your last caller. The reason there's so much hate, and it started with Trump, and then it actually, Congress dysfunction started when the Tea Party got into Congress, because the Tea Party does not negotiate. It's their way or the highway. And the Tea Party turned into the Freedom Caucus.
Yep.
Bonner couldn't deal with them. Paul Ryan couldn't deal with them. And now, because the Republican Party is controlling the Congress, they can't, even the Republicans can't get along with them.
Yeah, right.
And you know, to Gary, I don't, Jim Jordan, Liz Cheney said that Jim Jordan was part of the planning for January 6th. And he wants Jim Jordan to be Speaker of the House?
Well,
this makes no sense.
We're going to get into that in a second, Bob, where we're going to go through some of this stuff that you're alluding to. But at least I can appreciate, and you know, I don't want to make it specifically about callers, but that's one of the reasons I love to come to work every day. People like you, people like the previous caller. we have to have thoughtful discussions. We can agree to disagree, but we have to restore some sense of civility and not just be screaming and name calling all the time.
Can I say one more thing?
Of course. Go ahead.
To Gary, we can't fix stupid, but we can sell you a red hat.
Well, listen, we're trying not to make it personal, but I appreciate your call, Bob. Thank you so much. 844-967-2789, 844-967-2789. Gene and Eau Claire, always appreciate you listening up there on the tap, 93.5 up in Chippewa Falls, Eau Claire. Gene, what say you?
Hi, sir. Thank you for the great shows you do. You do a really outstanding, and we get to hear both sides. That's wonderful. And then sometimes I get a little bit, you know, frustrated because I've been independent. I've never belonged to a party.
Sure.
So I hear people blaming Dems for everything. Like, let's see, a woman's right to control their own bodies and destinies. That's a significant issue.
Yeah.
Dems supported that years ago, and they support it today. Also, the right to vote, you know, making voting more accessible. The different things about banning books, you know, and telling people how to live their lives and their preferences, male, female, or things that are going on our Capitol right now,
mm-hmm.
the severe gerrymandering, oh my word. You know, I don't think Dems ever supported gerrymandering, but I think they did a little bit. And I think they've learned their ways from watching how bad it can get with the Republicans. I just, I don't know where Democrats have gotten worse. I think Republicans have gotten worse. And I used to have signs for Republicans and Democrats in my yard.
Yeah.
But they've taken a path down a really scary way. So I'm trying to be as polite as I can. I
appreciate
and
that, Jean.
Soft-spoken.
But you bring up a great point, and I think... Thank you, Gene. Really appreciate the call as always. Always welcome here, Gene and Eau Claire. I think Gene brings up such an important point, which is, and again, we've heard this from more of our conservative callers today. There is some commonality in what I'm hearing. There is some commonality in the calls that 2016 and the election of Donald Trump changed the political landscape in this country. It changed how we deal with each other. And I remember owning a coffee shop in 2016. And I remember having this conversation with a customer. And I said, it's not just the election of Trump that scares me, should he be elected. It's that I used to be helped out with our youth at our church that I used to belong to, was around kids and coaching. And they will mimic people that they look at, how people look up to Giannis Antetokounmpo of the Bucks, as well they should. They look up to their idols, whether right or wrong. And I said, when Trump is out there making fun of a disabled reporter and people are laughing, when he's saying racist things and people are laughing and cheering, I said, kids are going to mimic that. And that's what happened. Only it wasn't just kids. It's been adults. In the election of Donald, I'm not talking policy at all. I'm talking the discourse in this country really began to go downhill in 2016 with the campaign and election of Donald Trump. Don't go anywhere. We are going to get to more facts on the speaker's race in Washington, D.C. 844-967-2789. 844-967-2789. We see you on the lines. Don't go anywhere. More calls after this on the Todd Allball Show on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Connecting with you on air, online, and on the Civic Media app. This is Lake Air 1260 AM, WLAK, Amory's radio station.
ABC News, I'm Rena Roy. The Pentagon's placed about 2,000 U.S. non-combat troops on a heightened state of readiness for a possible deployment to the Middle East. Israeli troops are amassing on the border with Gaza ahead of what the Jewish state says will be a ground assault. The UN warning of a humanitarian crisis with nearly half of Gaza's population displaced. More from ABC's Ian Pannell.
Israel's already reduced many parts of Gaza to rubble since last week's attack.
More than 2,700 Palestinians killed in just over a week and nearly 10,000 wounded. With the ground invasion looming, Israel calling for residents of northern Gaza, up to 1 million people, to flee south.
A manhunt is underway in the Belgian capital of Brussels, where police say a suspect on a scooter stopped and shot two people with what they call a war weapon in a suspected terrorist attack. Both victims died. This is ABC News.
Civic Media News, I'm James Kelly. Wisconsin Governor Tony Evers and the Wisconsin Department of Administration have announced that the state has ended the fiscal year with a positive balance of just over $7 billion. In a press release, Governor Evers called on the Wisconsin State Legislature to use the state's fiscal strength to address workforce challenges and childcare issues, as well as supporting higher education to train and retain talented workers. The press release also noted the $1.8 billion budget stabilization fund is the largest in state history. Assembly lawmakers will take up a $546 million ballpark financing plan this week, aiming to keep the Milwaukee Brewers in Wisconsin until at least 2050. The bill was approved by a bipartisan group of lawmakers in the Assembly Committee on State Affairs and will now advance to the full chamber. Assembly Speaker Robin Voss says the bill will likely be brought up tomorrow.